Alex, thank you. So let's just finish up our incentivised conversation and the historical markers. It is a formidable challenge that he does face with 57 kilos in a Melbourne Cup. It's been made light of as a 6-4 or 5-4 favourite 2 weeks out from a cup. I've never seen it. It hasn't happened in my lifetime. We've had a horse so short and with so much excitement building. The man in charge of such matters joined us when he released the weights, the handicapper Greg Carpenter, the executive general manager at Racing Victoria. Greg, great to have you back.
Pleasure, Jared. It was a big day yesterday.
Yes.
I think it was probably at the penalty for the Caulfield Cup winner that was most anticipated for many decades. It's created a great deal of interest.
For me, it was the most important contemplation since Northerly, and that was a great pity the way that panned out with one of your predecessors. Did you feel the magnitude of it?
I think I did. When you've been doing the cup weights for 17 years and the process, one of the big days during the spring for an administrator like me is to stand before the media and just announce what penalty you are giving to the Caulfield Cup winner. I think it was heightened this year by the fact that 12 months ago when I stood there and penalised Very Elegant half a kilo, Incentivise had one start on the racetrack for a ninth in a maiden at Ipswich. And it's only just over 6 months ago that it won its maiden at the Sunshine Coast. So in actual fact, there was already a great deal of speculation when the original weights were released back in September. At the time, I had two pieces of evidence to work with, the romp in the Tattersall's Cup over Mirage Dancer, and then the first up win in the Maccabi Diva where he beat Mwanga. So that created a lot of interest when I gave the horse 55 and a half to begin with. I think most people and the connections felt that they were entitled to a little bit less. So there's been a lot of interest. And Jamaica won the cup by 3 lengths 5 or 6 years ago. Apart from that, you have to go back to Might and Power, who won by 7.5 and broke the Australasian track record in winning the Caulfield Cup, to find a horse who has been probably as impressive by margin and to the eye as Incentivise did. So it was a big decision, but I'm hoping, and I'm having always informed the connections prior to making the announcement, that they feel as though they've been fairly treated.
Historically, how grand a challenge is it, Greg?
Well, when you put it into the historical perspective, it's enormously challenging, and this is the issue. You see the rivals that he beats at Caulfield on Saturday, and you think he deserves a re-handicap, which the purpose of a penalty is not to get the winner of the Caulfield Cup beaten in the Melbourne Cup. It's to give him a progression in the weights that I still think he has a strong chance to win, but also give some weight relief to those horses who finish behind him at Caulfield. So that's the first part. But then when you get snowed under with precedent and how difficult that challenge has become, it makes for a very serious contemplation. And Ethereal was the last and the 11th horse to win the Caulfield Melbourne Cup double. That was 2001, so 20 years ago. I've now penalised 13 Caulfield Cup winners who have run subsequently in the Melbourne Cup, and not one of them has run a place. So the challenge of winning a Caulfield Cup, taking the penalty and then winning the Melbourne Cup in the last two decades has been insurmountable for some. On reflection, it's not necessarily the penalty which brings them undone. It's a whole number of other factors. But it never ceases to amaze me how much interest and how much people believe the weight factors the performance in the Melbourne Cup. Golden Black was the last horse to win the Melbourne Cup carrying 57. That was 1977 for Bart Cummings. It's now been 44 years and 68 horses have carried 57 or more since, and only the great Maccabi Diva in the third winning performance in the Melbourne Cup has been able to win the race, and that was with 58. So both from a Caulfield Cup winner going into a Melbourne Cup and just carrying the weight itself, it is a very big challenge for the horse, but I'm glad they're going to step up and take that challenge on.
Will he have to be an all-time great to do it, Greg, with all that you've just detailed there?
Again, I don't want to bombard people with historical facts, but of the 11 double winners, the 11 horses that won the Caulfield and Melbourne Cups, only Rising Fast has carried 57 or more to do that. He carried 59 and a half or 9 stone 5 when he did the trilogy, really, in 1954, the Caulfield Cup, Cox Plate and Melbourne Cup. Even the great Galilee in 1966 carried 8-13, which is 56 and a half. Might and Power, who we talked about a little while ago, carried 56. They were both four-year-olds. But the fact still remains that he's going to have to carry 57 to win, and that will put him in the pantheon of the all-time greats, in my view. Having said that, Jared, I don't know where the ceiling is with this horse.
Yeah.
He has done so much in the last 6 months. He can just keep going and going. If you look at performance ratings out of Caulfield Cup win on Saturday, it generates a world-class number. I would say that that was the first Caulfield Cup since 2004 where we haven't had international competition. And the international threat on the first Tuesday is real and potent. Twilight Payment, last year's winner, comes back in better form than he was last year. Spanish Mission is an outstanding European stayer. Less known about Away He Goes, but he ran second to Trushan in the Goodwood Cup at Group 1 level 2 starts ago and then ran well in the E-ball. So there are many more challenges for Incentivise than he dealt with at Caulfield on Saturday, and he's going to have to be a champion to do it.
It's going to make for a great couple of weeks. We've just had the 10-horse Cox Plate Fields confirmed with the barrier draw. Greg, what do you think of it as a collection for our championship weight for age race?
Well, it's really exciting. 10 acceptors, but it's got a little bit of everything. Obviously, Zaki has been along with Incentivise, and he's probably been overtaken by Incentivise with that Caulfield Cup win, and Zaki being beaten in the Might and Power of the Caulfield Stakes by Probabil. But we've got Zaki, an outstanding weight for age performance. We've got two champion mares in Very Elegant, the 9-time Group 1 winner, and Probabil. We've got a Northern Hemisphere 3-year-old, that winning formula from Adelaide a few years ago for the O'Briens. And we've got two outstanding three-year-olds, one drew inside, one drew outside. Anna Moe, who was so good in winning the Caulfield Guineas, has drawn 10 of 10. And Cap Devant, who chased him home, has drawn the inside and barrier one. So when you think about all the elements that we see in a Caulfield, in a Cox Plate, that we look for a great contest, and add in Mwanga, a top-class four-year-old, all those elements are there. We've got a New Zealand challenge this year in Probabil and Callsign Mav, who he will start probably the outsider in the field, but he's been the best male horse in New Zealand for the last 2 years. He's had to contend with Melody Bell and Avantage and Probabil, but he's done it all in New Zealand now, and he comes to Australia for John Barry to roll the dice in the Cox Plate. So it's an intriguing contest. Zaki has been a dominant favourite for quite a while, but there are a number of top quality challenges for him. I think it's going to be a really good renewal of the Cox Plate on Sunday.
I know the history. It's so alluring to you and to me, Greg, at this time of year. So it's great to have a chat. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure, Jared, and I hope everyone enjoys their racing over the next few weeks.
Greg Carpenter, the handicapper, the Executive General Manager of Racing at Racing Victoria.